صباح الخير. Good morning. Someone entered to his friend and he said to him, صباح الخير, after he said, السلام عليكم. He said, are you joking? Then he responded, as soon as I saw your face, I thought it's morning. صبحته عند المساء فقال لي ماذا الصباح وظن ذاك مزاحا فأجبته إشراق وجهك غرني حتى تبينت المساء صباحا. اللهم نور قلوبنا واغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا واجبر كسرنا وتولى أمرنا وأعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك واجمعنا. Gather us يا ربي وذ حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم الجنة. مقاتل ابن سليمان, one of the مفسرين and one of the scholars of التابعين, he went to Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, the second Khalifa in the Abbasi time, and Abu Ja'far asked him to give him موعظة, to remind him. قال عظنا يا مقاتل. By the way, مقاتل is from Afghanistan, from a city called Balkh, البلخي رحمه الله. Said, يا أمير المؤمنين, you want me to advise you from what I heard or from what I saw? Which one is stronger, يا شباب? Something you saw. Said, from what you saw. مما رأيت يا مقاتل. قال يا أمير المؤمنين, رزق عمر بن عبد العزيز بأحد عشر ولدا رضي الله عن عمر. عمر was the خليفة. Under him was the biggest empire at that time رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. Said, and he left 11 kids with only 18 dinars. Imagine the Khalifa of that huge empire. He left only 18 dinars for his kids. And they asked him before he passed away, رضي الله عنه, why don't you leave money for your kids? He said, I left for them التقوى. اللهم احفظ أولادنا جميعا يا رب العالمين. So he said, they spent 5 dinars for the kafan and 4 dinars for the qabr, for the grave. And how much left, ya shabab? 9. 9 for 11 kids. On the other hand, Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik also was a khalifa. And he left 11 kids. And for each one of his kids, 1 million. Alfa, alfa dinar. Then the lesson, قال والله يا أمير المؤمنين, by Allah, that I saw in one day, one of the kids of Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz giving 100 horses for the sake of Allah, في سبيل الله. And one of the children, one of the kids of Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik asking people to give him sadaqah in the street. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and protect all of our kids. Now, ya shabab, you want me to tell you something from what I heard or from what I saw? From what I saw. One day, someone long time ago came to US. I don't want to mention the exact name, but let's say Muhammad. And he got to know a lady who is not Muslim. And he decided to choose her as a wife. She is Christian. But he was too busy with the dunya, trying to make sure that his kids will be rich, will have money. And the lady was so busy with the kids. Allah blessed him with Abdullah, Fatima, Amira, you know, 4 kids. After years, he gets sick. And his brother decided to go and to visit him. The wife did not give a chance for the brother to visit his own brother. And subhanAllah, this brother passed away. When we heard that he passed away, we went there And we tried our best to convince the lady, because his brother told us, if you don't go to take my brother to the masjid, they will take him to somewhere else. We tried our best to convince the lady to give us the chance to give him his right as Muslim. She said, you know what, since you came, I will honor your visit, and I will have a meeting with my family, with my kids. Tomorrow, we will give you the answer. That was on Wednesday. Thursday, I did not receive any news. I called the number of the daughter, who was, you know, knowledgeable person. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Maryam. I don't want to say the mentions in the name, so you want to mix it. Maryam, I know you love your dad, and you want to honor him. Please give us the chance to, you know, do the process in the Islamic way. And if you think about the money, the Islamic Shura Council will cover all of the expenses for the grave. I left the message for this sister, and she responded to the phone of the masjid. She left the message, we decided to take our father to the church, and we will put him in the grave of the Christian, you know, cemetery. You are not allowed to come close to our property or our family, period. Allah ya shabab, the day of Jumu'ah, I was giving the khutbah, and the brother, Muhammad, was in the church. Ma'sa, what we learn from this? First, don't let your desire to guide you to an end like this. فَنَصِيحَ نَصِيحَ لِكُلِّ الْآبَاء. If you already have a wife who's not Muslim, Muslimah, write a piece of paper for us, for the masjid, and, you know, tell them that you have the, you know, give the right for the Muslim community to take you to the masjid to pray for your Salat al-Janazah. Because we called care at that time, they said we cannot do anything if he did not leave the wasiyah. So for those who already have this relationship, make sure to write in the wasiyah that you want yourself to be with the Muslims, inshallah ta'ala. Second thing, for our young brothers, also the sisters, subhanallah, who are ready for marriage, but they can't because we made zawaj hard on them. If I ask the brothers here, because some of the brothers, they leave because they don't want to be embarrassed. If I ask how many of our young brothers who are ready for zawaj, for marriage, but they cannot because of the chains of our culture. A lot. If I ask them to raise their hands, we will be surprised. Why don't we make the zawaj easy? The doors of haram are open, and we will be asked in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this. And this is not giving the shabab the right to go in the haram doors. So we have to try our best to fear Allah and to make it easy. And I would like to end with this hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith narrated by Imam al-Tabarani, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anha. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala unabbi'ukum bishirarikum. Would you like me to tell you about the evil people or the worst people? They said, yes, ya Rasulullah, if you want to. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alladhi yanzilu wahda. This brother decided to establish his business in a village far away from the Muslim community. So there's no masjid, no Quran, no halaqa, no brothers, no sisters around. And this is one of the results. Alladhi yanzilu wahda, the one who goes by himself alone, away from the Muslim community, from the jama'ah. وَيَجْلِدُ عَبْدَهُ وَيَمْنَعُ رَفْدَهُ. يَجْلِدُ عَبْدَهُ means he is so harsh. Could be harsh toward his family, his people, his workers. And يَمْنَعُ رَفْدَهُ, the stingy person. البخيل. Then he says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ. Would you like me to tell you about worse than that? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, if you want to. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: الذي يبغض الناس ويبغضونه. The one who hates people and people hate him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put, you know, his love in our hearts. Ya Allah, اجمع قلوبنا على الخير. Allah, ya shabab, we should love each other for the sake of Allah, to avoid this, you know, kind of people. Then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أنبئكم بشر من ذلك؟ قالوا: بلى إن شئت يا رسول الله. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم: would you like me to tell you worse than that? He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم: الذي لا يقيل عثره. Means, والله أعلم, if you see someone is, you know, drowning and you don't care, and this person could be a family member, could be a brother who is in need for your help, could be in the business wide, in the education wide, in the akhlaq, in the deen, in any matter, if you have a chance to save someone, من أعان أخاه أعانه الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the help all. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم: الذي لا يقيل عثره ولا يقبل معذرة. If someone goes to him and say, يا أخي, I'm sorry. It could be, as I said, between the family. A wife may ask her husband to forgive her, and he does not care. He closed all of the doors. A father who may receive the apology from his son or daughter says, no way. Because of what you did, I will not forgive you ever. Subhanallah. We have to forgive each other. For that, we will gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذي لا يقيل عثره ولا يقبل معذره ولا يغفر ذنبا. اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا واجبر كسرنا وتولى امرنا واعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. اصلح شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين ولا الى احد من خلقك. حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.